is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. That was interesting on the break, but you don't need to know that. Had some tech issues. Of course we did. But we are back. Going to do some scamming scammers. Now, when we last left off, Michelle, scammer Michelle, came crawling back after a few months. She wanted to make the relationship work. My Michelle, you never can tell. Which was surprising because we hadn't spoken for a few months. God damn it, what was the date I was looking
at? And then she kind of acted like you had ditched her. And it was like, no.
Yeah, she was
where
the
you been?
Yeah, she was the one who ditched me, but she like played all weird with it. And yeah. Also a little bit of news, Joe's favorite character, Commander Rodriguez, was killed in a terrorist attack.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Well, listen, we're not the only one who can kill off people. So why not? So good for her. I like the creativity by them, to be honest
nice
with you.
Nice plot twist.
Absolutely. So we last left off on November 26th of 2020. All right, I just got to get us to the exact place where we need to be. I am efforting there. All right, November 26th. So, but anyway, we left off, and the kids were in a good position even after all that. And she did not seem particularly that upset that Commander Rodriguez died. But here we go, November 26th. I say, Happy Thanksgiving, Michelle. You know, she's in the military. I'm sure she's celebrating.
Uh-huh.
So, what do you think she says on Friday, November 27th?
The day, so that's a whole problem right there. I don't know what she would have said. Like, I would think that she would, I mean, go along with Happy Thanksgiving.
Joe, any opinion?
No, I don't know.
She goes, what? I don't understand.
No, no, stupid, no.
Oopsies, oopsies.
I go,
you don't understand Happy Thanksgiving? You would think at that point, you know, you would Google or something.
You would become accustomed to our customs so that you could at least decently portray an American.
It's, you know. She goes, well, thank God and everything. I go, who is we? She goes, oh, we. Oh, she goes, we thank God and everything. I go, who is we? She goes, you and me. And I know we thank God and everything, whether good or bad. She does not understand this at all.
Doesn't get it. Has no idea what you're talking about.
Pilgrims? I go, right. I'm talking specifically about Thanksgiving. She goes, okay. I go, do you know it? She goes, know what? I go, what?
Oh, God.
We've devolved into Abbott and Costello at this point.
What's on Thanksgiving? Turkey.
She goes, know what? I go, what Thanksgiving is? I go, why are you silent? Because she didn't say anything. At this point, maybe she's doing some research.
Yes, maybe she's Googling as fast as her little fingers can fly.
She goes, 5 minutes later, she gets back to me. She goes, is to thank the God Almighty in heaven.
Yeah.
I go, not exactly. She goes, so what's your own meaning? I go, it's only the biggest American holiday. Can you imagine this?
No. This is like if you had mentioned 4th of July and she'd be like, oh, the day before the 5th? Yeah, stupid, but you're totally missing something.
She goes, oh my God, now I remember.
Oh, now I remember. I forgot about Thanksgiving because I'm a full-blooded American, and, you know, sometimes it slips your mind.
Well, she actually does have an excuse. She goes, honey, you know I'm not in America now, so I forgot things that happen in America. Yes, because the U.S. military does not celebrate Thanksgiving at all.
No. familiar to make the troops happy or anything. No, no, that doesn't happen. Even if it's like MRE turkey, they would try to do something.
I go, Michelle, every American base celebrates. She goes, I know, but you know that I'm not in America. I'm in Syria. Now, now she was in Yemen.
She was in Yemen. Did she move?
I don't know. Maybe the real estate market in Syria was good. I don't know.
She has no idea where she is or what she celebrates. So good.
I go, every base. I go, where in Syria are you stationed? She goes, what? I go, every base celebrates. Where in Syria is your outpost? She goes, oh, okay. The only worst liar that we've encountered was the guy who was running for the Board of Education position. That is the only other liar that has been...
What Nancy? I just mean like a Karen, a Nancy, whatever. A Thanksgiving.
What Thanksgiving?
Thanks to God. Yeah.
I don't know about her being in the military, but I think she can run for school board in New Jersey.
And win.
I go, how long have you been in Syria? She goes, I've been in Syria up to 2 years and 9 months. I go, I see.
So you were lying to me about Mr. Yemen.
So now we have to ask the question, do I go in? Do we play interrogate the scammer, or do I continue with the charade? What do you think?
You got to continue with the charade. Oh, okay.
Joe said interrogate? Okay.
Joe says interrogate. I say continue with the charade because you're kind of like dealing with somebody who's a little you're on shaky ground with this particular one, and they'll leave you hanging for days. You might lose them if you interrogate the scammer, but I would be thrilled to be wrong.
Well, to tie the show together, it seems like I'm dealing with a scammer with a cognitive disability.
Yes.
She goes, I go, I see. She goes, honey, is there any problem? I go, why do you ask? She goes, because you asked me how long I've been in Syria. I go, do you think me asking is odd? She goes, no, it's not what I mean. I go, what do you mean? And then we go to November 28th. She peaced out. November 28th.
Wow.
She goes,
that's a long break.
She goes, how are you, honey? I go, fine. How are you? She goes, I'm fine. It's just that I'm missing you, my love. I go, that is sweet. What are you doing now? And then she doesn't answer for an hour and 15 minutes. I go, okay then, good talk.
Oh my God.
She goes, I'm preparing for patrol, honey. I go, oh, okay, guess you'll be gone for the day. She goes, where are you right now? I go, in a hot woman's bed.
Wow.
That's what I said. She goes, which hot woman are you talking about? I go, a hot brunette. She go, and what is brunette? I go, you don't know what brunette means?
Brunette is.
She doesn't even know what country she's in, stupid. You expect her to know hair color? She doesn't know what Thanksgiving is, but you want to quibble over brunette. There's your line in the sand.
Oh my God. These questions are hilarious. Did you get knocked on your head, honey?
Honey, were you in Wisconsin dressing in a Nazi uniform?
Oh my God.
I go, you don't
this
know
is crazy.
I go, you don't know what brunette means? She goes, so how are you doing? I really miss you, honey. I go, I am good. How are you? I go, well, you barely talk to me, so I can't change you missing me. She goes, what? I go, what don't you understand? She goes, honey, where are you right now? I go, where are you? And then we go to November 30th. I go, we are just skipping through the holiday season.
Wow.
I go, how are you?
Holiday season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really. What? I go, how are you? December 1st, she goes, I am fine, and you? I go, I'm good, thanks. She goes, okay, love. I go, what have you been doing? And that was December 1st. Then we go to December 26th.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
She goes to the whole, now, at this point, you make the
decision. War.
Yeah, but you make the decision not to speak to her for these weeks?
I did not.
War is hell, my dear. War is hell.
So December 26th, I write, Merry Christmas, and I send her a Christmas tree. She goes, same to you, my love. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm not fine, honey. I go, me neither. What's wrong? She goes, my love, when I was not here, we have been on serious meeting with the Army general. I go, which general? About what?
See?
Joe's got her back. She goes,
MacGyver by any chance?
She goes, honey, we are done with the meeting and we have to prepare for a new mission in Iraq. I go, which base are you going to? She goes, my love, seriously, I've never been scared of any mission, but this Iraq mission is very deadly, and that's why it scares me so much. Honey, if I have a way to retire so early, I'll be the most happiest person. I go, tell me what base. I will make sure you are protected and well cared for. Say, I'm a good boyfriend.
You're trying, but she's thinking if she had a way to retire, him.
I don't know. She goes, if I die on this mission, who will take care of you? Really? That's what she's worried about?
Brunette.
Yeah, I was just in her bed. She goes, you are the most important personalities. Well, that's true. That I've got in this whole world. And you are the reason why I always try to be safe in all patrols. As opposed to otherwise, I would just try to get killed. In all patrols. And mission I have gone to. And this deadly Iraq mission get me so scared like a little child. I go, just tell me which base. I think you forget who I was before we met.
Well, this person really forgets a lot, but I think that they're, like, completely missing all the backstory, and they seem to miss chunks of time.
I don't appreciate her forgetting who I pretended to be. I don't appreciate that at all.
I don't appreciate that she refers to your personalities when she seems to have several herself.
Right, but mine are the most important, Pip, so I do appreciate that.
Oh, okay.
She goes, honey, what I need now is your help to get me out of this wicked place. I don't want to go to this deadly mission. I'm dating a coward, kids. I am dating a coward.
If Satan was here, he'd slap her face.
Yeah.
I think you have to step in, fake Davin.
Yeah. I go, who is the general? She goes, honey, what I need now is your help to get out of this wicked place. I don't want to go to this deadly mission. The only way I can get out of here is through the help of the Army general here in Syria. I go, that's incorrect.
Oh, time to write to the general.
I go, that's incorrect, but I may be able to help. Who is your superior? I know people. I know fake people that you know, too. My fake people will talk to your fake people.
My fake people can beat up your fake people.
My fake people were going to go to your kill your fake people, as you recall.
Yes, and maybe people, even fake did.
People, my fake people want a real gift card.
Yeah. My real people aren't sending it.
Her fake people got taken out by who knows who.
That's true. She goes, sweetie, I cannot meet my general and tell him that I want not to go for the mission because he has already given the order that I must go and lead the troop to the mission in Iraq. Well, listen, I'm sure they're going to want to follow a coward.
Yes.
I go, my love. She goes, my love, I think if you contact my general and tell him that you are my husband, that you need me back, I think he'll listen to you. I got to tell you. I feel like we could have had so many less casualties if wives and husbands just would have written generals and say, listen, I know you have to take that hill over here, but this cow ain't going to milk itself. Little Johnny isn't going to raise himself. We need you back home. Why didn't anybody ever think of this?
If somebody wrote Putin, the war could be over.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. If your Ukraine would stop fighting and start writing, we could be over by now.
I just think this is so funny. My Yosef needs to come home. Yeah. The cows are not being milked. The goats are starving. The crops are wilting. Sorry, Putin.
You know what?
Yosef home.
I feel if the people in Germany just would have written Adolf and said, listen, I know you need people to run the concentration camp. I know the Jews aren't going to exterminate themselves as much as we'd like them to. But really, we need Hans back home. Hans has to be home. Yeah, you know, he's a big muckety muck in town. Hans is more important to us here than he is in your concentration camp.
Without Hans, how are we going to be able to make enough beer for the Oktoberfest?
That's true. Hitler had no respect for Oktoberfest.
None.
So I go, sorry about the delay. The doctors came in to talk with me.
She won't notice.
She goes, okay, love. My love, what do you think? Good call, Pip. Good call.
She won't even notice because fuck you and your doctor. She's got other fish to fry.
I go, hun, they gave me morphine. I'm seeing dragons fucking trolls. It's kind of beautiful.
Oh, my God. Those poor trolls.
I got to tell you, Joe, I felt that sentence had was a lot more persuasive when I said fucking instead of sleeping with. I think it's...
Yeah, because you're emphasizing something.
I'm emphasizing what's happening to the trolls. Yes, I'm sure she believes me now that the dragons are indeed fucking trolls. And I got to tell you, I've never felt more intelligent than when I wrote that.
You know what? I thought it lifted you a few IQ points in my eyes.
Thank you, Pip. Because we were sharing. We were going to see how the conversation went, and I shared with you my dream of dragons fucking trolls.
We bonded over fucking trolls,
yes,
actually.
Yes. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, there is this pink dragon, and he has pinned a yellow troll, and they're making love. Feel so warm. The pain is starting to subside. I love you, baby. I want to be the dragon and you be the troll.
Match made in heaven?
Sure.
Yeah.
Look, Pip laughed herself blurry. Did you see that?
Funny. That happens a lot.
She goes, okay, love.
Because this is a totally reasonable conversation.
I go, you'll be my troll, baby girl? She goes, honey, the general wants me to lead the troop to the mission. This is why I want you to help me contact the army general so that he will let me come back to you.
Because that's how it works.
He's about to go into battle, and he's going to welcome a call from you to tell him to pull around the
wall. Well, Joe, in my defense, if he listens to my call and does what I ask, maybe I'll let him have some of my dragons.
There you go.
And then he'll win.
Sure. I say, the general is a red-ass baboon foaming from the mouth with big old fangs. So scary. He scares me. Are you scared?
That's what she wrote you?
No, that's what I wrote to her.
Because he's tripping balls.
This morphine, Joe. She goes, sweetie, when you contact my general, you'll have to plead with him and let me see reasons why he has to let me come back to you. I go, I will slay the general with the Magnus Rectus Obtrudus, and then I will rescue my baby Michelle, the yellow troll. I am the mighty pink dragon. I feel invincible.
She is just ignoring what you're spewing because she just wants to get to the bottom line. Hilarious. What an idiot.
She goes, honey, this is the email of the army general, and the email is, kids, militarybase9963@gmail.com.
Oh, yes.
That's the email she sent. That's the best this brain trust has.
militarybase@gmail.
Place for soldiers
@yahoo.com. Yes, place for soldiers. Oh, God.
I go.
What, an email address like you give a shit?
Really?
I go, we will meet in the night sky, and I will slay him and take you away.
Oh, my God. I want what he's having.
She goes, honey, did you understand what I mean? I go, I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero who you're dreaming of. We will live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
And she'll have no idea.
Yeah, but it's a great tune.
So you were reading that, and I'm going, it sounds like the Chicago song. Yeah.
Oh, God.
She goes, honey, are you going to talk to the general? I go, it's like a knight in shining armor from a long time ago. Just in time, I will save the day, take you to my castle far away. The time for talk is over. I will slay the red-ass baboon named General. This I swear, or my name is not Pink Dragon.
Oh,
I go,
"It's not Big Dragon."
I go, "We will be together soon, so soon." She goes, "When?" I go, "Ooh, a nurse is in here. She has ruby eyes and spaghetti hair."
Wow, it sounds like a demon.
Sounds like she's going to curse.
it sounds like the nurse that cursed.
She goes, "Is it when dead?" I go, "The nurse is dead? Am I dead? She wants to give me a sponge bath. Should I let her Michelle the troll, or should I cast her out? If she is dead, I don't want those zombie hands touching me." No!
Wow. Wow. This is what I imagine tripping is like, but I think that this is way more entertaining, and it's lost on this steamroller.
Yeah, but it's so wonderful that it is. I mean, you have to be thinking. They have to. What is going on here? Why don't they understand? He loves me. He loves me. Why is he not helping me? Who is this baboon?
Why does he keep talking about a red ass baboon? Why is he going on about pink dragons?
Oh, this has to be a bad day.
It's gotta be your stage name, Pink Dragon.
Pink Dragon. She goes, "I'm asking you a question. You were saying another thing." I go, "I don't understand. Michelle, join me. I've never seen such things. Michelle, I love you."
Oh boy.
She goes, "Are you sure that you love me?" I go, "Of course. Am I not the Pink Dragon?"
She's like, "Are you?"
She goes, "Honey, we are moving for missing tonight." I go, "Who is missing? Can we find them? Yellow Troll, I feel sleepy. Can we take a nap now?"
Boy.
She goes, "Okay, love. I will talk to you when I come back from mission tomorrow, by God grace." I go, "Sleep with me, Yellow Troll, who goes by Michelle. Let my tail cover you. So sleepy, so in love." And that's where we'll end today.
I love this story.
What, the whole thing or just this little portion of it?
Pink Dragon and Yellow Troll.
It's a match made in heaven.
Them.
I mean, I haven't had a trippy dream before. That's new. I forgot all about this. When I'm reading it, it's like the first time to me. I completely...
But you know what it's like? You ever watch like one of the 70s series where they do like a dream sequence, or like Happy Days would do it, or like, you know, something that was very out of sorts? That's like a weird situation.
Yes, yes. It's like I expect to see the wavery lines going up the screen. It's like the time I had that talk with Michelle.
She just kind of rolled with it, which is weird.
It's so weird and so, like, scary that they're so into getting to their bottom line. She wants you to deal with the general. She killed off one so that she can invent a new one. So now she wants you to deal with this one because, you know, you have to save her from the bad place.
And
she signed up for.
And she's going from country to country like we shop for healthcare plans. I mean, she's just bouncing around.
And she's just, it's really strange that she's like, I've been in Syria for 2 years and whatever. Wait a minute. Did you not read the notes? You were in Yemen, honey.
Well, they don't read the notes, but that nobody stays in country for that long.
No.
But.
No. But they just don't pay attention.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. When they sell them, why don't they give them a little bit of ideas on what was going on before?
I'll put that down as my third job. Should I not get the running the museum and running the country thing, I will be head of creative for scammers.
Yes, well, you have been for a long time.
And research and development. I'll probably combine the two.
Well, you know what? I'm used to taking notes. I can take notes for them and send them to them so that they can at least keep up with their own storyline.
No, I'm sorry, dear. You don't punch into the office enough. I'm sorry. We can't give you that position. We're gonna. But I will hire somebody who has a potty mouth in your honor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. You're fucking better.
I have completely forgotten about this little side trip, if you will. I'm very proud of myself.
That was hilarious.
That was some fun creative writing.
I enjoyed it. Even if she didn't, I enjoyed it.
You know, people tell me, like, you know, I've had from people in the entertainment industry, you should write, like, a show or a movie or something with these scammers. Like, I don't know. But when I write shit like that, you could kind of make it fun and interesting.
Oh, come on. There's a lot of fun and interesting stuff that's been in these.
I know.
Very.
I just.
So much.
I just forget them. If I'm not sending, if I'm not sending a dick pic, I'm not really paying attention. All right. Let's, wrap this up. We would like to thank Sensei Ferdico, Russ, for his continued support.
Thanks so much.
I am actually going to be supping with the Ferdicos on Christmas Day. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's great.
Yes, his only requirement was that we bring matzo ball soup because Jesus died for not having matzo ball soup.
Funny. You know what? It's a good thing to bring.
You know what? Jesus would not have thrown those tables over if instead of there being money, there was bowls of matzo ball soup. That's just a fact, kid.
No, you know what? He would have felt better about flipping the tables if he had gone, hi-ya! When he did it.
maybe he said, motherfucker! And then flipped it over.
Better! And that would have meant that he was yelling at God.
Yes. Wow. 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 All right, Joe, give us Portobello.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Duskin Villa's setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs, happy to make any to cater any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Suite 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, sponsored by our pal Davin of Davin's Dead. Davin, I think we have a show coming up probably in the new year.
Yeah, we'll get something on the books in the beginning of the year.
All right. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Rampo Valley Road. That is Ramapo Valley Road, Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloEngineer.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions. You guys are having a holiday party. You want to call Sidesplitting Productions. Comic will make it better. Go to davincomedy.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or give us a call, 551-404-3094. Joe, where will you be this week?
I will be this Thursday, November 10th. I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club in Bohemia, 8 o'clock show. Dial 631-467-5413. Let's go to governorscomedyclub.com, click the McGuire's link, and you are there.
All right. This Thursday, November 10th, I'll be in Florida, New York at Mattingly's. For tickets, call 845-508-6675, 845-508-6675. Friday, November 11th, I'll be in Gilbert, PA at Willie Mays Place. Hey, two places named after baseball players, but not really. And for tickets, call 917-612-9877, 917-612-9877. And Saturday, November 10th, I'll be in New Lebanon, New York at M&M's. Mantle and Maris. It's a baseball weekend, kids. M&M's Tap and Tavern. For tickets, call 518-794-6102, 518-794.
I'm sure it'll
be a home run.
I see what you did there.
Yes, yes. 518-794-6102. Lots of comedy this week. Thank you guys for listening live or on the podcast. Pip, we hope you feel better and get in here soon.
Thank you.
You are welcome. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.